couldn't believe it was Nomsa. I'm talking about somebody who called me last week to let me know I should stay away from her. She was standing outside James's flat, where I was supposed to pass by. She was on the phone, so I didn't know if I should greet or just pass. So I walk slowly, you know, just in case she finishes the call and she gets back to the flat. Now, I was like, no, I finally made up my mind that I'm just going to pass as if I don't know her. So I managed to pass. But when I was about to open my door, she asked, "So you're just going to pass me like that?" "Huan, you told me to stay away from you, and that's exactly what I'm doing." And she got angry. She told me that that doesn't mean I shouldn't talk to her. "Hi, okay, fine. So I apologize because that was a bit rude of me." So we started talking. No, I even forgot what we want. My queen is waiting for the food. She then asked if we could chill before she leaves. Apparently, Damsa and her friend are waiting for Ntabi to get back from the gym so that they can leave. I told her, I'm going somewhere and I'm just going to eat and leave. But Damsa was, she wasn't turning back. She's like, "No, I don't mind chilling while you're eating." Then she added that we need to catch up. Damn it. Damsa, like, she was just being stubborn, and God, the meal is getting cold, plus the other meal is waiting for me inside the flat. I told her next time, because I'm in a rush, you know. She's like, "Okay, loser," while she's getting inside the flat. So I go and I get into the room and I found the queen. She's laying on the bed and she asked me why it took so long. So I told her, I was talking to the security guard, you know. She understood because she's seen me talking to the guy a lot of times. Yo. Shem, I always lie to save my skin. Imagine how awkward it was gonna be if she found me talking to Nomsa. She then asked if we can eat at the lounge. No, I guess it's Netflix and chill time. So we watched some series, and this whole thing, like, it's reminding me of the first movie date we had. That day I wished I was watching at my place with her. And tonight she's here in my arms. That's a dream come true. We didn't even finish a single episode before we could start kissing again. I guess watching Wash was in my arms was a bad idea because we found ourselves making out on the couch again. Well, then did the deed. After the deed, we all passed out on the couch. Now I guess we were both tired. So I woke up the following day and breakfast was ready for me. Yeah, ne? I thought it was gonna make me pay low voila very early. Like, she just couldn't stop embracing me. I was happy, you know, because finally I can tell, you know what, I'm loved. I went to the bathroom to brush my teeth and then ate breakfast with my queen. You know, our relationship was getting better and better. We were happy. In the afternoon, we went to the mall to buy groceries. You know, I let my queen buy the stuff since, you know, she'll be cooking over the weekends, you know. So we didn't spend much time at the mall, then returned to my place. I was a bit tired, so we chilled and talked about general stuff. While we were talking, I heard my phone ringing on the table. I grabbed it to check who was calling. It was Precious. I didn't expect her call. So I answered, and Precious was like, "Why do I have to hear it in the streets that you bought a car? What happens if we share everything?" And I told her, I wanted to surprise you. I didn't even tell anybody at home because I'm planning on surprising them as well. Then she seemed to understand, but told me not to do it again. Hey, woman. After hanging up the call, Tato asked me who it was, and I told her it was that lady that we met at the mall that day. She told me I didn't answer why Precious acted like that when she met her. Oh, damn it. I thought we were over that thing. But hey, yeah, this other gender. Hey. But I told Tato that, no, look, I used to date Precious's friend, and she believes that I've broken her heart, so maybe she was just shocked that I've already moved on. I didn't know what I was talking about, but again, I had to lie to save my skin, because Tato mustn't know that I slept with my friend Precious. Then she understood and told me that one day she would like to have lunch or dinner with Precious, and I didn't expect that, but I told her, I'll arrange it, but yay, it ain't happening. It's not happening. The following day, I accompanied my queen to her place because she said that she wants to do some work stuff. And I had an amazing weekend with Tato. I wish we could do it every weekend. When I was coming back, I met Ntabi at the gate. Now we walked together to our apartment and she told me that she found Nomsa and her friend talking about me. So she just wants to know what's happening. I told her whatever she wanted to know about Nomsa and I. She advised me to focus on my lady because Nomsa's gonna ruin my relationship if I entertain her.
I think she's telling the truth, hey? Nomsa and I are history, and history should remain in the past. I asked her how she's coping with the secret that she's keeping from James, and she told me she's working on it. You know, I was happy to hear that. So, on Monday, I went to work. No, I was shocked how people are treating me. Everyone was cold at me. And I kept asking myself, how? What's happening? Because last week, everyone was happy that I just bought a new car. And right now, they're all mad at me.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, during lunchtime, Tato came to me and she told me, Koroshandu is spreading fake rumors about us. Apparently, he told everybody how fake I am. And that I snatched Tato from him.
Hey.
Now I get why everyone was called it. I get it. This guy is dramatic. Now I couldn't believe this nonsense. No, but Tato advised me not to confront him because he's stupid. No, I agreed because, you know, this doesn't deserve my energy. Nah. So I spent the whole week chilling with my lady because people at work didn't want us. On Friday, Tato pulled up and I was happy, you know, because I was enjoying every second that I spent with her. So we chilled in my flat while watching TV. No, while we were chilling, I got a call from Mpo. He told me that he's coming to a club in Centurion, no, not so far from where I stay, and he would like me to join. I told him I'm with my girl, you know, so I can't. He said that he's with Mr. Forex and their girlfriend, so it's gonna be a perfect night. You know, I was down, so I asked Tato, and she was down too. So, after 2 hours, they pulled up with their cars. I went out with my car too, you know. And then, when they came out of their cars, I couldn't believe who their girlfriends were. The ones that they were talking about was those ladies we drank with the night I almost got raped by a guy. I asked Mpo if I can talk to him, because there's no way I'm drinking with a guy. He told me that they're not with him. It's just him, Mr. Forex, and their ladies. And I said, okay, fine, sharp, I understood. We hit the club. We arrived and it was packed. But the vibe was lit. No, I met Shanlu at the entrance, but we both pretended as if we didn't see each other. I sat at the table and I introduced Tato to everyone, so we started drinking. The ladies were sitting down and we were standing, you know, because it was hella packed. But after a few drinks, Mpo's girlfriend came to me to apologize about that night. And I told her, like, nah, it's okay, it's chill, you know, I've moved past that. And I asked why they were not with that guy tonight. And she told me that they're no longer friends. He got mad after he found out that they're dating Mpo and Mr. Forex. But she said that he's in the same club that we are in. Oh, Kusen, damn it. I don't want to see that guy again. So she went back to chill with the ladies and I could see, right, they're getting along, you know how hands are. So Mpo and Mr. Forex couldn't stop complimenting Tato, and they said that they've never seen a beautiful lady like that ever since they came to Jersey. And I was standing there like, you know, gents. Lord. Anyway, around 12, the alcohol starts kicking. Hey, everybody was dancing. We were just happy. And the moment was priceless. Trust me, you know how it is. I then went to the back room, you know, Shy 69. On my way back, I saw Shandu leaving the club with that guy who almost raped me. I know Shandu and I are not in good terms, but he doesn't deserve to experience what I went through. I couldn't help it, but I went straight to tell him that Bona, she's a man. I managed to catch up with him, but when I grabbed his hand to talk to him, he ignored me like a stranger. And then that man, that guy laughed at me. Imagine. To tell the truth, Shandu will regret not giving me a chance to talk to him. He will remember this day. I went to the bank to my people. You know, I guess Shandu's business is not mine. We continued drinking. You know, it was very nice. It was around 1:30 and Tato was like, no, you know what? Now I'm tired. I think it's time we go. I didn't have anything to say because she's the madam and she's speaking. I told the gents and they said, we can leave because the club is going to close in 30 minutes. So we went out the club. Yo, I couldn't believe my eyes. When I arrived at my car, my car's window was broken, and when I checked, the other phone that I left in the car was gone. Oh, damn it. I thought I was in a dream.